Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to today's episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Our guest for today is LaToya Franks. She is the CEO of Avid Innovative Solutions, which is a business that is a virtual call center geared towards helping people connect with prominent work from home customer service contracting opportunities with flexible scheduling. LaToya is going to be here today to talk to us about why she started her business, what sparked her need from wanting a flexible schedule, what her background is in, and how you can make working from home a reality for you too. LaToya, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Kimmy, for having me here. I'm very happy to be here.
Great. Why don't you tell us about your business? Tell us about your business and how that kind of came to be what it is today.
Awesome. Okay, so I started Avid Innovative Solutions, LLC, as a virtual call center when I moved here to Indianapolis. I was here for about a month. I didn't really know anybody. I had already started homeschooling my daughter, and I needed something that I could, you know, have an income and provide for my daughter and also have time where I can homeschool her from home. So I found this perfect opportunity where there are legit contracts that you can obtain working for these Fortune 500 companies. And I always say that if somebody would have told me that when my daughter's eight, when she was first born, I would have left where I'm from and I would have hopped on this opportunity like right away. But it has been a big life changer for us, so much that it's helped us both financially and it's also helped us as far as just in the process of growing mentally and spiritually. So how I got into this opportunity, well, first of all, let me just give you a little background of what I used to do. I worked in a brick and mortar call center when I was 18. And so from 18 up until right now, I'm 36. So 18 and 4 years, I worked in different call centers, gaining experience. And finally, you know, I was going to school at the same time in accounting. And so I wanted to get a job in my field. So I went into government tax revenue. And with that, I worked there a couple of years, gained some experience, kind of decided that this was not something that I wanted to continue with. And at the same time, I had my daughter, she was younger, and it was really a struggle or challenge to try to wake up in the morning, get her ready for school, and then drop her off and then go to work. And we had to get up at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. And it was this steady routine where by the time I got back, then we have to fix dinner, we have to go over homework or whatever, school, you know, she was in pre-K before. And, you know, you have to do all this whole routine. And we never really got to spend time with each other. And then at the same time, I also had to pick up another job. So I started doing tutoring and mentoring on the side in the evenings. So then there goes some more of our time where my daughter is away from me. And then you have life. And so you're dealing with this, you're dealing with life. I was not happy. I needed change. You know, I started praying about it. I started thinking like, okay, well, what can I do? I was like, okay, well, if you take me out of, because when I was working at the government, it was an office type position. I was like, okay, God, if you take me out this office, give me a little bit more freedom with my time. So out of the blue, I took a sales job position in security sales, put in my 2 weeks. People thought that I was crazy because they was just like, okay, you're going to leave your job with benefits and stability to go for a sales job that pays you a base rate. And I'm like, yeah, maybe I'm a little crazy like that. So I went ahead, took it, and I worked that job for 2 years. We survived, but it did also give me the freedom from working from home. So as I go in the story, it just shows how, you know, sometimes it takes time to get what it is that you feel like you need or what you want. So I didn't realize that I was starting to transition to working from home. because, you know, sales is very hard.
Right.
You have to have a hustler mentality. You have to
keep your numbers up.
Right? Yes. Have some kind of strategy. And then you got others. It was really hard, but we survived. We made it. And so I actually got hired to, I found out an opportunity to work with seasonal tax support agent with one of the big tax software companies. And that was one of my first work from home jobs doing tax support. And I was like, okay, I can get out of sales and then I can do this. So not only did I transition to working sales, being out in the field, you know, I had more freedom over my time. So I got used to that. But now I can actually be in the house and I can set, you know, my schedule, have more control over my time. And now I can finally transition my daughter from being into, because at the time, I believe she was in, she had already started K-5. So now I was transitioning her to homeschooling. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I always wanted to do. My mom had homeschooled my sisters, you know, so I had kind of ideal. She gave me reference. So you always make sure you use your resources. Reach out to people who have done things like that before and try to get as much resources as you can because it really helped. So I ended up transitioning her to homeschool. And so there we were. We were working from home, but I was working as an employee and I was able to homeschool her as well. Then, so we did that for about a year and a half or so. And then this gave me the opportunity, not only did I have control over my time, but to kind of think about what exactly it is that I wanted to do with my life. What is it that, how did I want to continue on? And even though I was in this situation that I had prayed about, that I wanted to do, I still was unhappy. I still wasn't enjoying my life. And that's important. What I've learned is that the most important thing is having a healthy mind. If you don't have a healthy mind, it will be hard for you to do the things that you would like to do. It will be hard for you to help other people because that's one of the things that I always had in my heart is I always wanted to help others. But the thing about it is that you have to learn to help yourself. And so there will be times, even when I think back about how when I was growing up, that I would want to put others first and their needs. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to decide what is best for Toya. We're going to change the scenery. We're going to move somewhere else. And so what I did was, out of the blue, I came to visit Indiana and decided in 2 weeks that I was going to move down here.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. Again, one of my crazy times, but I decided that it was something that I needed to do for myself. I came, really, I was looking to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And healing is a process. It's another thing that takes time. But, you know, sometimes it's really hard to heal being in the same environment that you're in.
Yes.
So it was hard because this is the first time I lived somewhere without being around family. It was also the first time that I lived outside of my hometown. And no, it wasn't far away. It wasn't like on the other side of the country. But at the same time, it was a way for me to kind of position myself that I can get to know who I am and what it is exactly that I wanted and heal from things that I have went through in my past, learn how to let go, learn how to forgive people, and just learn how to be a better person. And that's what I went about doing when I came here. I started seeking out a mentor. I started seeking out a life coach. I started taking time out to read, to just taking care of my body, drinking water. If you want to say vegetarian, I've been stopped eating meat, which takes discipline, a lot of discipline, for the last 7 months. But just doing what it is that I felt I needed to do for myself without the opinion of others and without caring about the opinion of others. So I say this all to say that going back to what I was stating about the most important thing is having a healthy mind because having a healthy body, having a healthy environment is all part of having a healthy mind. And my goal when I came here was to develop my own sense of peace.
Wow.
And so with developing my own sense of peace, I had to determine, okay, well, what does my peace look like? And that also included determining who I wanted to be around. What places did I want to go? What things do I want to get involved in? It's amazing because I think about how far that I have grown. And so it just goes back to knowing who you are, knowing who you are in God, and taking the actions, the steps to get to where it is that you want to be. So with that being said, I was like, okay, well, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I tried two businesses before. They did not work. You know, they did not work. I did not see them through. But this time I was like, okay, it's going to be different. I'm going to be focused and I'm going to do the best that I can and I'm not going to quit. Mm. And so that's what I did. And September 2016, I started this virtual call center. I started working for myself first. And so then I started adding contractors in 2017. Then that's where we started expanding. And the thing about it is, as I talk to people, I listen to their stories and you hear they are different, but they're kind of similar because you have these people who are looking for these flexible schedules, who are looking for non-traditional type work environments because they have these real life situations. You have people who have parents on disability who need to be home so that they can take care of them. You have people who are parents who want to spend more time with their children. You have people just whatever reason they have, they're looking for these type of opportunities, but they might be like me who didn't have a clue that legit customer service work from home opportunities are out there. And the catch is that you can actually make your own schedule according to the company's available schedule. You get to create your own schedule. So it has really helped me and my daughter a lot. So that is my motivation, is to share what I've been through and seek out other people, see how I can help them grow and get connected with these opportunities as well.
What's been the biggest hurdle to being like self-employed? I know some people might have a concern with like insurance or not having benefits anymore. Mm-hmm. What have you feel has been some of the biggest hurdles and how did you overcome them?
Yeah, definitely. So I'll just list a couple of the hurdles. For one is scams. There's so many different things that people look at as scams that when opportunity comes to them, it's really hard for them to look at it as being something that's legit. So I feel like sometimes you have to show more proof. Okay, this is exactly
real.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so I try to be open and transparent and kind of guide them on exactly what it is that I do and how they can do it. You know, we all need benefits. So there are other options out there when you're not an employee. You know, there are so many people out there who are self-employed that run their own business. And this is basically how I present this to the contractors, that you're basically self-employed. There are opportunities for you to get outside insurance, but there, you have to look at the benefits. Again, with me having a tax accounting background, you got to look at the tax benefits of it, that you get to write off so many things. You're considered being self-employed. And then, you know, there's so many other opportunities that you can do with this, learning about how being self-employed and everything. So there are hurdles there, but I think that it all starts with how a person thinks. Some people are not ready for the opportunity. I understand that. I'm here to help those who are interested in the opportunity and who are willing to listen to it. And the least that I could do is put a bird in your ear and say, well, this is here whenever you are ready.
Right, right. And it sounds like it's been a very great opportunity that allows you to spend more time with your family, have more flexibility, have a more sound mind.
Yes.
How can people find out more about your business and seeing what opportunities may be available for them to have flexibility and less strain in their life if they feel like they're at the place where they need to transition or they're looking for something that would provide this kind of opportunity?
Yeah, definitely. So we do have a website. You can go to www.avidvirtual.com or you can send an email to info@avidvirtual.com.
Okay, perfect. So Latoya Franks of Avid Virtual, AvidVirtual.com. Definitely check her out and find out everything you can about working from anywhere, the laptop life, being able to just take it up and do what you need to do. Sounds like a win-win situation. That's just kind of where people are kind of going in this direction. You know, yeah. I think right now in this day and age, people just kind of want some flexibility. LaToya, what is your daily mantra? You have transitioned a lot. You've jumped to a completely different city. You've started homeschooling. You've started working from home. You've launched a business. What keeps you pushing? What keeps you going forward?
I say it's a couple of things. First, I always say it's never too late to reinvent yourself. If you don't like where you're at, you can always reinvent yourself. And I never think, what if I fail? I always think I believe in myself. And I truly believe in myself. And so you have to believe in who you are.
Thank you so much, LaToya Frank of Avid Virtual Solutions. I'm sorry, Avid Innovative Solutions, which is virtual. Yes, Avid. Which is virtual, though. But
it is.
That's not in the middle of the name. Just put it all in together. But yes, make sure to check her out and reach out to LaToya to find out more about the opportunities that are available to you. Definitely, definitely a strong woman. Any situation that you could be going through, I think she can relate to a lot of different things and a lot of different reasons why people would find this so beneficial for them and not even just their family or themselves or financially, but just mentally as well too. It take a lot of pressure off of you as well. Like you said, taking away the commute and the traffic and missing things and trying to schedule time off and PTO for appointments and things like that. So
yes,
so many benefits of it. So many benefits of being self-employed. She's also a tax professional. So she has a lot of knowledge in that aspect as well. So definitely reach out to LaToya Franks. LaToya, thank you so, so much for your time. And thank you for being a guest on the Early Accountability Podcast.
Thank you so much, Kimmy. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome. Till next time.
Bye.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.